let's say we did and just go home, but I mean, I was even thinking about the woman at the well and how I said, Lord, are you going to talk about the woman at the well? And she was thirsty, and she comes to the well to draw the water. But, you know, he said, if you would have just asked me for a drink. And what I loved about the response when you hear his voice, she said, give me this water. You know, it's the same thing about in the word we hear about the book. Take the book and eat it. You know, you can say take the book, you can say eat it, but what about give me the book? I want to eat this book. I was thinking when Vicki Moots was talking, I looked at Sharon, I go, well, no chastening at the moment seemeth to be joyous. But really, you have to take that. That was amazing. I've never wanted to lose weight like that. I have never. And I am so pumped about this that I'm sure the devil will come in, or the Lord, and take that little puff out of me. But I was like, Lord, this is amazing. And she was talking about the all bran and the all wheat. And as I, in my scriptures that I had was, all scripture. Not part of it. We got to have it all. And that is not what's being preached today. There are so many things being left out. Brought that out already, so I'm not going there. And it's like, but he says, all scripture is given by inspiration. This is inspired. This is from God. God is talking to us. Not Penny, not Frankie, not this one and that one. God is speaking to us through his word. Why? Because he is changing us. He's changing us from glory to glory. But are you going to eat it? Are you really going to swallow this? Because all the chocolates I eat or whatever I eat, it becomes a part of me, as you can see. But it's like we want Jesus to become that part, the best part. Mary chose the very best part there was. And it said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And folks, it is profitable. It is for doctrine. It is for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? Why does God say that? Because he said that a man of God may be perfectly, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It's all about what Jesus did. And, you know, I wrote on my notes and it said, taste and see. Taste it. I tasted that message and I swallowed it. Did she look at that and go, oh, that looks so good to eat? I'm telling you, we go through this. This is something, or I want this, or, oh, I'm going to use my zeal and do all these good things for God. And God said, no, I told you to get rid of the pretty flesh too. I don't want any of it. I don't need it. You already have the pure word of God. Job had to esteem that God's word was better for him. He desired that more than his natural food. Do I? See, we have to ask those questions. God, you're speaking to me. Let me hear what you're really saying. Am I really wanting to believe that I am the temple of the living God? You are the temple. What do they see when they see Jesus in you? You're a light. We're to be a light in this dark world. And it is bad. But she was saying, lay aside every weight. And I was thinking of a bride. Anyway, most of them, unless you were born skinny, but a lot of them, they try to lose weight so they look pretty in their gown, you know. And it was like, it came to me, and I had it in my notes. It was like, lose weight. What about spiritually? Lose weight. Lay aside every weight that you're going to look beautiful in that wedding garment. You're going to be looking just like Jesus. And that's what he's looking for. You know, we talk about, I want others to see Jesus in me. I want Jesus to see Jesus alive in me. Yeah.
that what he did on Calvary, it wasn't just for nothing. It wasn't vain. It was to bring profit. It was to grow us up into a mature man. Mature. And a mature man is going to do what Jesus did. His disciples said, "Come on, Jesus. You need to eat." And he said, "This is my meat, to do my Father's will." I go, wow. That must have been, I mean, really, when you take that in, what kind of steak was that for Jesus? This is my meat. You know, there's a woman in Proverbs 31, and when you look in there, she gets up while it's yet night. And guess what she's doing? She's preparing meat. Meat for her household. And I'm telling you, we're living in a day that I believe it is time to give out meat in due season, because we need it. We need to know how to overcome through Christ. We need to have the strength in the body. I was thinking of the Word of God and how I thought, you know, at this time of day, we're all so tired and we ate so much. But the Lord said, my Word is going to wake them up. Wake up out of sleep. God is able to do these things. And I have to admit, as I went through the line today, I love it. Brenda gave me some lettuce. I go, "Can I have some more, please?" And she put more, and I go, "More? More?" And I still went away with a little salad. And I went, that's not the kind of salad I make. I make the whole plate full. So I get out here and get corrected again. Portion control. And I went, Lord, if I would just listen, I would be this happy little girl that loves to put on anything, you know, because you're just going to feel good. Not to look good for people. But Jesus, you paid it all for me. He said, I want to see in you what you see in me. And I say that all the time. You know why? Sister Eula always told me that. I want to see in you what you see in me. As Jesus speaking that to you. I want to see in you. That was this whole purpose. I died for you. I died that you can have an overcoming life. I showed you the way of temptation. And he said, I was tempted in the wilderness. I am very much, I'm acquainted to your griefs. And go to him and ask him, Lord, I need your help. I wrote down in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I really had this. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? Have you ever been in a race? They're out there to be a racer. They run all. But people, we got to realize that one receives the prize. And we know, I used to think, well, gosh, if there's only one, Lord, I might as well count it. Oh, if finished, I'm not going to ever make it. But that's when he began to say, I'm undefiled, Penny. I'm pure. I'm holy. Someone brought out about present your body a living sacrifice, is how I heard it. And they said, but Jesus wants to present us. Our husband, we are to be presented holy, shameful, without shame, everything pure, spotless. Well, I went over and I looked in Song of Solomon. And I'm only going to hit a few of these because I have to get into the other place. Song of Solomon. There are 70 queens, okay? More than one. There's 80 concubines. There's virgins without number. My dove, well, let's get to the heart of the matter. My dove, this woman's led of the Spirit. She knows she can do nothing. She needs that quickening power. The power of the Holy Ghost, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in me. He will quicken this mortal body. As he begins to speak, he'll get us excited in him that we want to submit and to let go. Let God. My dove, my undefiled. Oh, another thing about a dove, she's very gentle. She's gentle. And if I don't say I'm gentle, that's all right. Don't bug me about it. But I have this, it's just something about me, but I know God made me that way. But it starts in here. Where is the gentleness? Where is the kindness? You see, the dove, where all the judgment was poured out in the time of Noah, the dove, and you tell me, spiritual saints, the dove, she doesn't have any place to rest the sole of her feet, her foot. It's because we're supposed to be laboring to enter into his rest. We need that resurrection ground. We need the true righteousness. We need to know the true report. We need to know whatsoever things are really true. Whatsoever things are being honest. Sometimes you're honest from the pulpit, but it's going to correct. God said it would, as long as you use the word. I've known that about the NIV, and I've known about all those other books people use, only because God showed that to me. But a lot of people, that's touching a button with them. But God wants to touch that button. He wants you to stop that. I want the whole bread, the whole counsel of God. I want it to go forth because my body is not going to grow in the way it's supposed to if it doesn't get the right diet. Yes. The right diet. My dove, she's undefiled. Why? She's already been baptized, went down in death, came up in life. But she daily cleanses in the word of God. He is my sustainer. He washes me. He cleansed me. She's but one. She's the only one of her mother. If you're going to be the one that's going to win that race, you're going to be the only one of your mother, Mother Grace. I have need of grace to make it through this race. I have need of grace moment by moment by moment. As our sister said, I love water. I do too. I love water. My husband hates water. You know, it's just the opposite. So what happens in a home? Encourage them. You need water. You've got to have it for a healthy body. It's not, George, you better drink that water. Now you know better than that. What do you think he's really going to do? I'm not going to drink it. Well, he probably would for me, but I wouldn't. I go, don't tell me what to do. Anyway, let's move on because you know that flesh. She is the choice one of her that bear her. Yea, the queens. Now look what they do. The queens and the concubines, they praise her. Yes. Hold up. Who have I been praising? We're supposed to be like, I'm praising Jesus. I'm thankful for everything he's done. And I'm thankful because when I say, taste and see and your eyes is open, I want to see Jesus. Now get this, as it's so simple, but so powerful. When I say, I want to see Jesus, the first thing that came out in that resurrection was the head of his body. But I don't just want to see his head. I want to see his whole body. You guys have treasures in there. You have treasures in your body that the power may be of God and not of yourself. Have you even opened up your treasure box? Have you even shared with somebody what Jesus did for you, why you're overcoming, and it should point to Christ and Christ alone. Well, I'm excited because he said, go to Isaiah. Isaiah 55. I love the first word. Isaiah 55 and verse 1. Hope. Got your attention, didn't I? He got mine too. Hope. Everyone that thirsteth. What did we say the whole day long? Come. First thing he told us was, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come with me. Notice it's always with him. Come with me from all these things. People, the end of the book says it. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Not stay away. You're too dirty. You need to come and get cleaned up. Jesus is coming. I want him to let you see the grace wherewith he hath loved me, not because I deserved it. What does he say come to in this verse? You're thirsty and dry, right? You're thirsty. Come ye to the waters. I have to have a drink now. Come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come. You know what? The people who don't have money, they have a need. They want the money. The people who are rich, they got a need. They want more money. Never satisfied. You get a brand new car. I used to think, wow, why can't George and I have a new car? And God gave me a new car with the payments. And I went, there's no fun in this. I have to pay for this car every month? And George said, yes, and we have to pay taxes. Taxes? I paid for the car. He had to explain these things to me. But you see, those are things that are never going to satisfy. All you're going to do is, after it looks old, you want another one. Or you get a house. Oh, my God, gosh, I want a better one now. Oh, I got a beautiful couch. George is the only one I know who will keep his old, ugly recliner. He doesn't care. He said, it fits me perfect. And I go, but it's ugly. It really is, but it's okay. Now, he said, buy and eat. I just told you, Lord, I don't have any money. I don't have any money. I can't buy this. And he goes, you know what? I told you to come and buy. He said, I want you to go over and you read sometime Isaiah 53. Who was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of peace was laid upon him. You go in and look at everything Jesus did for you. Freely you're going to receive and freely you're going to give. Come to the waters and you're going to find out he paid a debt that he didn't know. And I owed a debt that I could not pay. Come, buy wine and milk without money. Now, this is a store I want to go to. This is a storehouse that we can come into and feast. Feast upon my son, I say. Feast upon my son. Without money and without price. Okay, here's the question. Wherefore? Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? What are you doing with that money? Why is it, and you're laboring for that which, it doesn't even satisfy you? Boy, it must be the old man, you think? Because the new man, we just had a little while ago, it's like, oh, I want more. I want more. You really do when you get into the things of God. And then it'll be, he gives you more and you go, oh, stop, I can't take any more. And he does, he will. But he's going to give you what? Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up. Take this thirsting and desire and yearning of my soul. Oh, bread of heaven, I need this. I need you, Jesus. You're the one that's always going to be there. Did your friend ever let you down? Yes. Don't say no, because they did. And does your mother, does your father, does your brother, does your friends at school, everywhere. He can't let them totally get the full satisfaction. Because the king desires your beauty. He wants you. He wants you to give yourself to him. Pour out your heart unto him. Why do you keep laboring for that which satisfieth not? It comes to naught, nothing. Hearken. So he's saying, pay attention diligently unto me. And eat. See what he said? Hearken. We just had a message. Jesus told us this is what you need to be eating. Eat that which is good. All the book. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. I just had it a little backwards. I was, you know. Incline your ear. Come to me. Why do you keep going to all these things and trying to do it this way and that way and this organization and that organization? You're trying to get this and that. That choice won. She doesn't want anything to do with anybody but Christ and Christ alone. Amen. Come to me. Hear me. Let your soul, those innermost desires, the new man, let him, you shall live. You're going to live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader, a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Now he's told you, hear me, listen, eat what's right. I want to change your desires. See, we cannot do this, folks. You can't. I've been on every diet there is, every diet and waiting for a new one. But I don't have to no more because God just told me what to do. He already told me once, I told you, you don't have to diet. You eat in moderation. I didn't want to hear that. See, we've got to listen. I like a full plate. I really do. He said, seek you the Lord while he may be found. Seek him. Call you upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, because he will not just pardon, he will abundantly pardon. And I love these verses. When you first got here today or last night, what were your thoughts going around in your head, in your mind? Someone said sometimes those battles really are here. My thoughts are not your thoughts. By the time we leave, I hope our thoughts are his thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Not Vicky Moots, not a person. Your ways are not my ways. And if you want to grow, you've got to listen to me. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways. It's so much higher. My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Once we take that in and allow God to have the reins of our heart, and we admit, Lord, that my thoughts weren't your thoughts. No, my ways are not your ways. For as the rain came down and the snow came, where did it come from? Heaven. And returneth not thither, but it waters the earth. And it makes it bring forth a bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That's why we want the whole counsel of God, all the word. And he says it will bring forth. So shall my word, he that goeth be that goeth forth out of my mouth, not her mouth, their mouth, my mouth. They're my vessel. I bring the increase. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not, it will not return unto me void. But it's going to do something. It is going to accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy. Love it. You shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills are going to break forth before you into singing. The trees of the field, they're going to clap their hands. Instead of a thorn, anybody would like to have a thorn instead of a fir tree in your yard? Instead of a thorn, I'm going to bring a fir tree. Instead of a briar, sure come up a myrtle tree. Have you ever seen the beauty of a myrtle tree? That wood can be made into so many things. It's beautiful. And it shall be to the Lord for a name. Here it comes, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.